Blog Talk Radio. super friends. Master Legend is here, and I thank you all. Great friends out there, great super friends. You know, I appreciate you, every single one of you, because you're standing up against the evils of this world. And we have a lot of evil out there to fight. And we're going to get around to them, even if they don't think so. We are going to get around to them because every single day our numbers are growing around the world. We are uniting and standing up against evil. No matter what country, I listen to people. They call me up, you know, they write me from all around the world, places I would never even expect, like Turkey, Bangladesh, from Norway to New Zealand, from Australia, Africa, everywhere. I'm telling you, it's amazing because us superheroes are making that kind of impact in the world. Okay. Anyway, let me get to our first caller. So I'm going to find out who it is. And because I haven't been doing the old radio show in a while here, because I had a little bit of, you know, Master Legend has this energy that burns up computers. So hopefully these will last. I'm working between two devices, so maybe with two devices it might work. Here we go. Let's see who's on the line.
Hello.
Who have we got?
Hello.
Could it be the amazing Wildcat?
Hello. How are you doing?
Yes. It's me, Master Legend, here in the Master Legend Show, back at it again.
I'm glad to be back on air.
Ah, yeah, so introduce yourself to the people out there, because you see we got a lot of new listeners now.
My name is Wildcat. And I'm
yes.
a counselor and support for real-life superheroes and non-real-life superheroes.
That's right. Wildcat's been on the show from the very beginning. But how long has that been? About 4 years now?
So, yeah.
So, yes. And I know I'm inconsistent with my shows, but, you know, it's hard to be on a schedule when you're running around. And
just
3 weeks ago, I was out in L.A. I was out in California and Hollywood running around. I was trying to get in touch with some friends, but nobody was around at the time, and I wasn't there for long. I had to hurry up and go on my mission and then come back here, fly all the way back across country to Florida.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there's things in the workings, Wildcat. That's for sure.
Wow. Well, I've been keeping a low profile since all that stuff with Topian has gone on.
Oh, well, what was all that about?
Well, he and Showstopper broke up because he supposedly physically attacked her and stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, thank goodness it wasn't as bad as many things I've heard of before.
Yeah.
Showstopper's got on with her life.
Yeah, which I'm glad for her.
And she's doing new things.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's a good
thing. She's with somebody she's happy with, and they have a happy life, so I'm glad for her.
Well, she actually, for super friends out there to know, she could use a little helping hand. Her and Dark Ghost, you know, are up against some opposing forces. They're happy together, but they have other people that aren't happy for them, that's causing them troubles and problems. So if anyone out there, if you see Showstopper and Dark Ghost needing a helping hand, you know, they have like a GoFundMe going on right now to help them out because they're constantly being threatened and all, and they need to move to a different location. So if you can help them out, great super friends out there, anything helps, believe me. Which reminds me, I was in a bad spot, and I still am, and great super friends out there came to help me out, and even though it was not a great exceeding amount, I've seen rappers and everything get way more money. I don't understand it, but anyway, though, Master Legend appreciates all the people that helped them, and I plan to pay everybody back. Just so you know, all my listeners out there, I'm not some guy that's just going to take money from somebody and like that. I could never do that, you know. I appreciate the help, but everybody that helped me out, believe me, I will pay you back, because that's just how I do things. I know, you know, there was a great woman out there. I don't want to bring up any names. And she's a hard-working lady, and she spared me $5. But, you know, I think you remember the story in the Bible, Wildcat, about the woman that didn't have a whole lot of money. And she gave her last
night.
The few little coins she had. And then Jesus came along, and these other people were boasting about how they gave so much, but it was just a drop in the bucket to them. But the lady gave all. The other lady gave all she could, even though it was hardly nothing, a few pennies or whatever. And so, therefore, she gave more than those that it was a drop in the bucket to them anyway. They didn't make any sacrifice. But I appreciate, you know, because I know all the great super friends out there, they sacrificed to help me out. But
yeah, I've seen a lot of people in trouble online, you know, financially, and I wish I could help. But my thing is, I don't have a job because of my situation.
Even with a job these days, you can barely ever try to even survive, you know, just like me, you know. I don't even have a regular job and try to pay rent and put my daughter through college and everything. Believe me, not easy to do, because a job these days, you work so hard, they say hard work will get you somewhere. Yeah, to the graveyard. That's where it'll get me. You know, because that's all it'll get me. Oh, okay. Well, Wildcat, it looks like we have somebody else on the line right now. Should we answer the call?
Yes. Do you have the toilet flusher in ready?
Oh, no toilet flusher this time, But that's okay. I got some other tricks up my sleeve. But I don't think we're going to need toilet flushers and all that anymore, because I know that we're just dealing with good super friends now. So I'm going to answer this call right now, okay?
Okay.
And we'll give them the good old Wildcat welcome. All right. Hey,
Master Legend, it's Captain Kirk, man. How you doing?
Oh, good old Captain Kirk.
How you doing, brother?
Hello, Kirk.
Howdy, how's it going? Yeah, man, just saw your broadcast coming through online, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, I'm going through some dark stuff right now, but it's good to see that you're still out there doing your thing, man. So I just wanted to say much love and thanks for still being you, man.
Well, Captain Kirk, a lot of people don't know who you are out there and all, but just so my super friends out there know, Captain Kirk is a man that stands for true righteousness in the world. And he's going up against a lot of opposing odds. You know, things haven't been easy for Captain Kirk, but he stands up for multitudes of people out there.
Always have, always will.
Yes, you're a good man, Captain Kirk.
How you been, my friend? It's good to hear your voice on the airwaves.
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
My name is Wildcat.
Right on. Well, I don't think we've had an official introduction, but I'm sure Master Legend can give you the lowdown on my secret identity, as it were. But, yeah, you know. Like I said, I was just going about my day and saw y'all's broadcast going out and thought to myself, you know, there's a lot of bad things going on in the world today, but at least there's still people like yourself, you know, trying to make a difference.
trying, and making a little bit of leaps and bounds here and there. And you are too, Captain Kirk.
One step at a time.
Tell the people about how they threw you in jail.
Oh, man. That was a lifetime ago, man. I've been pretty low-key these days. But, yeah, back when Occupy Wall Street was all big in the news, what can I say? You and I, Master Legend, we did some crazy things at Occupy Orlando. We've made some pretty big, shall we say, splashes in this town in one way or another.
Yeah, so, and couldn't believe it when those police actually could throw you in jail. You didn't do anything wrong at all. But,
well,
I was honestly,
when I decided to go through with it that night with everybody else, I mean, it wasn't just me. You know, there were a lot of people that went to jail that night. But, my whole message with all of that was really, you know, if it would take a person like me, and I'm sure, I mean, if you'd like to elaborate and kind of give my personal backstory a little, you know, I'll leave that up to you. But, my thought on it was, hey, you know, if they take a person like me, they'll take anybody, which should show people how screwed up the system really is. And, you know, right when I dialed in, I heard you talking to your friend about, you know, how they say, you know, get a job and be a productive member of society and, you know, it'll make your life better. Let me tell you, that is a load of horse crap.
That's right. They don't want to pay you enough. How can you make it? It's not going to get you any. Well, you know, you might get a dinner on the table if you're lucky.
Yeah, you might if you're lucky. But yeah, you know,
with
like I said,
macaroni,
you know,
and cheese and a hot dog.
You mentioned my days from back then, and like I said, you know, if you want to give the backstory to your super friends and all, that's up to you. You know, I kind of just keep it low key these days, but you know, I admit.
Well,
I've been in some situations. I'll mention it.
I'll tell people out there, and I'll good old Captain Kirk is a man who's actually handicapped, and he's got some walking trouble. He can barely even walk, but he was out there marching for the Occupy movement to try to stand up for people's rights and all, and where other people wouldn't even get off the sofa with perfectly good legs. Y'all can look on my pictures on Facebook and all, and you can look up Captain Kirk and you'll see him. And
yeah,
and what happened was, you know, Captain Kirk has to walk with crutches, sometimes wheelchair, but he was out there marching for the people, doing the best he could. And then what happens? Those cops throw him in jail. I couldn't believe it. They're going to throw him in jail and act like he's making threats and everything or something, like he's a threatening person.
And you know what was really funny about that whole situation is that the city and the county tried to drag that case out, as well as a few of the other Occupy-related cases, too. They tried to drag it out, and in the end, after nearly a year, about, I'd say, a week and a half shy of when the trespass was supposed to expire, I get a call from the public defender's office. Hi, your case has been dismissed. Have a nice life. Yeah. And that was only after I had gone to the public defender and said, listen, I'm an activist. I grew up in Philadelphia, one of the foundation cities of this country, and I really believe, not everybody knows their rights. But when you know your rights and you know that you're in the right, guess what? You know, it's written within the Constitution that, you know, we're not supposed to stand for tyranny. So, you know, that's why not only me, but a lot of other people did what we did in those years.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. And I believe they, yes, that's right, Wildcat. Yeah, and I'm very impressed with him. Oh, yes, he's a good, great friend of mine. You could see a picture of me. He was dressed up in his costume with me and all, and we were out there in the streets and everything. And,
you know, I still have that shot somewhere in my photos, too.
Yeah, I you know what? I remember when those cops were giving us a hassle that night and all, but I was still standing with you there. I walked with you and all,
and that was good times. Good times.
Oh yeah. And there was the great people out there, you know, some really good people, and all they want to do is separate us and segregate us and all, and make sure that we don't get together so that we can put our minds together and our powers together and stand up against.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because the powers that be, they all know that if enough people get together, their days are over. You know?
What I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do it myself, and I know you are too. People like us, you know, I had to find my own route. I do it as Master Legend, and I'm spreading the word out there, and more people realizing, you know, because if it wasn't for people like us, they might never know. They would just think,
exactly.
Oh, wow, those people, wow, he's got a suit and tie. He must know what he's doing. He must be special. Yeah,
you know,
special act, ripping you off.
When I saw that you were broadcasting, too, that's one of the reasons I wanted to call in and just say to you, you know, like, there's a lot of people in our circles that have kind of faded off into the fringe, and you're still staying true to you and doing what you do, and I see you helping out people every day just because it's the right thing to do, and that's, you know, that's something to be commended, my friend.
I really do try because it's just something that I think I'm supposed to do, you know? Everybody, if they tried to help one another out, think of the world we could have. We could have a good place now, and that's why I say all my friends around the world out there, you see, these leaders, that's not us. All the regular people from everywhere, all around the world, we just want to have a decent kind of life. We're not looking for wars. We're not looking to take away everything from somebody else and become, you know.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, my friend.
Yeah, some of these people, they want it all, though. It reminds me of the Highlander. It always reminds me of the Highlander. Only one could be left, you know?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I'm actually a direct descendant of Cloud. So, but you didn't know that one. Little known fact about me, I'm a direct descendant of Cloud. So, watch what you say with that one.
Well, you know, but you remember the movie, Only One Can Be Left, you know, it's like, we're going to kill everybody, I want it all. And then you got the whole world to yourself, and you're left standing there all by yourself with a smoking world, you know, of disgust.
And everybody you know is gone.
Yeah,
hey, Master
but they
Legend.
Got it all. Yes, Wildcat.
Tell your friend about me so he knows he's not alone.
Well, Wildcat, you know, Wildcat has been my co-host for many years now, and she's got a few handicap problems of her own, but she has stood up, she stands up in her own way to help people out, and always trying to be a good listening ear and a woman of great compassion. She's always got the compassion. Look at that. I'm looking at TV, Captain America going on. But anyway, she's a woman of great compassion, and she's always trying to help people out. But Wildcat, so the other people can hear, you know, you're better off to explain, you know, I'm not a medical man, you know, so maybe you should tell the story.
Well, when I was born, it took a very, very long time for them to figure out what I was until I was 33, to be honest. And the doctor that did my heart surgery, because I had aortic stenosis in my heart, sat me down and told me I had Williams syndrome. Now, I never heard of Williams syndrome in my life. I thought I was dying. I went home and I told my parents, and we had to get educated. And I had to educate myself, my mom had to educate, you know, everything, just so that we can take education to the doctors, because some doctors don't even know about it. It's so rare.
Yeah.
It's like one in 20,000 or something.
Yeah, and you know, I can kind of relate. My disability is actually a little bit more common, but I have cerebral palsy and epilepsy, so I can relate to, you know, doctors thinking they know what's going on, and then next thing you know, something happens, and you're like, okay, back to the drawing board. But you know, it sounds like you don't let it get you down, because I know I've been dealing with it for 26 years. I met Master Legend when I was 22, and we've kind of been, you know, kindred spirits ever since.
Yeah, I've had people try to knock me down and stuff, but I stand right back up. I'm
right
a fighter, not a quitter.
Right there with you, sister. Like I was saying, I am a direct descendant of the cloud. I fight. I don't give up.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. It's like I say, I have Williams Syndrome. Williams Syndrome does not have me.
Right, yeah, exactly. Same thing for me. I live my life the same way.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And I've had people online try to bully me. It don't faze me anymore. I just unfriend, click, block, bye.
Well, Master, I'm sure Master Legend knows all about my cyber profiles. He can tell you. I pretty much don't give a hoot. I don't give a crap what anybody says. I roll with my own opinions. And if you don't like it, fine. If you want to talk about it, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. See, I know Captain Kirk, we've walked the streets. We've been out there. We're in Orlando and all, so I know him personally. And believe me, Captain Kirk don't back down, and he won't back down from any of them. Not even, no matter who it is. That's for sure. He's a great hero, and that's the kind of people it takes these days. You know, for people like us, up.
I mean, going back to those days, it's kind of a funny memory, but, there wasn't any video footage of this moment, but back when they that night when the cops came around us and they were going to take us to jail, one of the cops looks at us and goes, "If you don't move now, you're going to be arrested." I looked up at the dude and I said, "Thanks, we know." But none of that was ever on any of the video footage or news files.
Yeah. I have a quick joke for you two. What do you call What do you call a bunny in a kilt?
I don't know. What do you call it?
It's called a hopscotch.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to use that one.
Anyway, great super friends from the Master Legend show rolls by fast. So it looks like we've only got a few seconds left. So it's time to say goodbye until maybe tomorrow.
Well, beaming up to Starfleet Command. Talk to you later, dude.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.